This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A group of nonprofit organizations is petitioning Montana's Utility Board to tighten its oversight of Northwestern Energy, arguing existing customers could foot the bill for the utility's plan to provide data centers with electricity. Nine groups working on energy, conservation, social justice, and affordability issues have asked the Public Service Commission to impose rules on Northwestern Energy, Montana's monopoly electricity utility, so that its 413,000-plus residential customers won't be forced to shoulder the cost of new power plants and transmission lines to power data centers. Northwestern Energy has signed letters of intent to supply power to three data centers. If all goes according to the forecasted demand, by 2030, Northwestern will supply 1,400 megawatts of power to data centers to meet their needs. That's roughly equivalent to the annual electricity needs of more than 1 million homes. And it's more than double the 759 megawatts of power Northwestern's existing customers require on a typical day. Northwestern already has signed agreements with Atlas Power, which seeks 75 megawatts of power for a facility in Butte starting in 2026 and another 75 megawatts by 2030. Sabey Data Center Properties, which wants 50 megawatts to power a 600-acre campus planned for Butte and eventually to expand to 250 megawatts, and Quantica Infrastructure, which wants 175 megawatts for a project in Yellowstone County by late 2027 and will increase its electrical footprint to 1,000 megawatts by 2030. The petitioners argue that Northwestern's plan to sign electricity service agreements before garnering regulatory approval is unreasonable, insufficient, and contrary to Montana law. More specifically, they argue that Northwestern has short-circuited the public's right to know what the company is doing. The petitioners also say that Northwestern is inappropriately blocking oversight by, for example, moving to shield the letters of intent from public review. The PSC has the authority to ensure Northwestern won't shift new costs to its ratepayers who are unable to shop around for power from other utilities, the petitioners say. Shannon James, Montana Environmental Information Center's climate and campaigns organizer, said that Montana should learn from other states' missteps and avoid a hands-off approach to data center regulation. James said, "Communities across the country have suffered when large, noisy data centers move into their neighborhoods, raising their power bills and taking their water. Montana has a chance to get ahead of the curve and protect existing utility customers from having to pay for expensive new fossil fuel power plants so Northwestern Energy can cater to wealthy tech companies." The petition asks the PSC to create a separate customer class for data centers, complete with a separate tariff or rate structure for the power that they buy. In addition to establishing a unique formula for data centers' power bills, a specialized tariff could stipulate that data centers give Northwestern plenty of notice before changing their power usage. That could provide more predictability to the utility and shield its other customers from undue risk, the complaint reads. If the PSC grants the request, the petitioners will have an opportunity to ask Northwestern about its plans in a quasi-judicial public hearing. The groups will also have the opportunity to call experts to testify about potential impacts to Northwestern's customers if data centers tie into Northwestern's grid. If the PSC grants the request, parties to the proceeding, the petitioners, Northwestern Energy, and other organizations or individuals that the PSC clears for participation, will start building a case for commissioners to review. The PSC could issue an order based on the case with or without a hearing. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.